His team remains unbeaten, 7-0, ranked 8th in the AP poll. Got the SoCal teams in for a visit this weekend. On Twitter, use the handle at GoDucksKG. We welcome in the coach, Kelly Graves. Season's greetings. Did the Graves family have a merry, merry Christmas?
Steve, we did. Yeah, thanks. Will didn't get to make it home because his Zags played right before and then right after Christmas down in Texas. But everybody else was here, and it was nice. It was a nice little break.
Yeah, real quick, that Zags team kind of has every single solitary person who covers and follows men's college basketball's broken attention. I mean, I saw Doug Gottlieb, one of the other major writers, say, who do you got, the Zags or the field? Your son's on a pretty darn good team.
They do. They're loaded everywhere. They have depth. They've got shooters. They can beat you going big. They can beat you, you know, going small. They have gamers. They defend well. They really, you know, they've got pros throughout the lineup. They're fun to watch, man. I'm telling you, they're so skilled, they're so unselfish, their movement and their flow is really fun to watch. So yeah, they've got it all. The Graves kid needs to play more though, Hugh. that's all I gotta say.
All right, for his Cresswell family, if you're listening, send that message along.
Norm. Yeah, his dad Norm's still down there, so yeah,
that's great. So you guys played a week ago at Washington State, and I'll get to that. And I know you're practicing in a little bit. So since that victory in Pullman, I mean, what's been happening is have a lot of the players get to go home if they had time off. I mean, what's the schedule been like since that nice comeback win?
Well, I haven't seen them yet. We had a Zoom last night. So as soon as our game was over at Washington State, I released them for holiday break. And so 9 of the 13 went home, and 4, you know, stayed here, a couple internationals and a couple that actually had family come out here. So today is the first day we met up. So we had them travel back on Christmas Day, which is not ideal, but they had to have 3 days of quarantine.
Sure.
And then be tested each day to then, you know, be eligible to start practice today. And so far, so, you know, so good on the news. And but they really needed a break. I know it was a small one, and I feel bad for them. I like to give our team, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 days at Christmas. I think, and this year, more than any, really, they needed a break. And so I'm glad they got at least a small break to go home.
You know, that game in particular, Wazoo, you know, OSU had been the closest to you. You beat them by 20. And you can only do so much in practice when it comes to experience or circumstance. You got a young team, a lot of new faces. So to be in their first true knockdown dragout in a very unfamiliar venue, yet they found a path to victory. Coach, that's the kind of stuff you can recall, right?
Oh, sure. No question. And you know, it's really funny. The expectations have just gone really unrealistic out off the charts. You know, Washington State's good. They have a good team. They beat the Beavers. They beat the Huskies on the road by a bunch. They're a good team. And you know, I get, well, what's wrong with you guys? Boy, that was a wake-up call. It's like, no, they're a good team. So I was actually really proud of us, and I think people need to start tempering their expectations a little bit. You know, I think I was pretty clear. We'll have some games where we play really well and others maybe not. So I give the Cougars the credit, but I was really proud of our team down the stretch in a tight game when we had to make a stop or had to score. We had to execute, get the shot we wanted. We did. And it was a number of players. Jazz hit a three late. Pow hit a pull-up J late. Aaron Boley knocked a couple of down that were, and then Matty Shearer hit a couple of free throws that kind of sealed it. So different players made big plays late in that game. And I think it's great to know that, sure, we can play a close game on the road, and and pull it out.
You know, I've been doing this almost a quarter century. I've talked to 1,000 coaches. I'm not even asking your opinion. There ain't no throwaway wins at this level.
No.
It's ridiculous.
That's why how quickly fans sometimes become spoiled. Like, well, what happened? You didn't win by 25. Hey, you know what? They're another Pac-12 team, and they're really good. So, you know, I like I said, was proud. It's a good win. You take all of them, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but we just got out of Christmas, and we're already 5-0 in Pac-12 play. It's crazy.
Yeah. We continue with Coach Graves. I had Elise Woodward on leading up to that game, and whether it's her or Ann Schatz, already you see Niara Sabali has people's attention. You know, you have Ari McDonald. You have great players in this conference, but she's already one of the best. I mean, what kind of force was she at Pullman, and how fast has she taken to being, you know, just to see her healthy enough to actually play real games, how awesome has this been?
Oh, yeah, just I think people are starting to now get, like you said, a view, a glimpse of what can be. She's still not 100%, but, boy, she goes up and gets 19 and 14 that day. And, you know, she's just going to keep getting better as, you know, as we use her better. But, yeah, she's – and, you know, the thing is, Steve, she's defensively very good.
Yep.
You know, she can guard really positions 1 through 5. We switch oftentimes with her. She might be guarding their center, and if they set a pick and roll, we'll switch her onto the guard, and usually doesn't hurt us. So I just really impressed with how she's playing. And you know, she's done a little leadership role as well. I like to see that. She's becoming more vocal. And she's going to continue to get better and better.
You know, you and I have talked about this. You're not a big in-game micromanager. At every roadblock, you don't automatically call timeout. You did have some strategic ones against the Cougs. But with your youth out there, like Pow Pow, Maddie Scher, some clutch minutes, somebody new to your program like Mike Sell, what's that thought process about giving direction from the bench but letting them play through those critical moments?
Well, I've always been a big fan of that. I'm not a guy that calls a ton of timeouts. I used all of them up at Washington State. But I think you've got, if you want your team to grow, you've got to allow them to grow. I don't know if you remember the movie Footloose, but there's a scene in that with John Lithgow and his wife. Do you remember the original Footloose?
I know the one that had the, you know, with Kevin Bacon in it from the 70s.
Yeah, we you know, if we don't allow them to play, then how are they going to earn our trust, you know? I think you have to let them play through some issues, you know, that they're experiencing on the court. That's where your leadership steps up. And so I think that's really important. And I like what I see so far. I think we're growing in that area. We're starting to get some kids that are vocal. And situationally, I think we have players that can fill different roles. So you mentioned Maddie Scher late in that game, buddy. She was on the court on the defensive end when we really needed stops, and I thought she did a really, really good job.
Yeah, when we first spoke about her, and, you know, I'm making a lot of notes because, you know, when it's a late game or a critical moment, I like to see when you have your freshmen or your newbies out there. And when she was a 5-star headed this way, you talked about all she could do, her versatility. And I would say that was the first time really, I mean, you know, you have nicknames, so maybe she's like a Swiss Army knife out there.
Yeah, I think you called that pretty good. Actually, I thought our freshmen, different ones, played really well this last week. You know, I thought Sydney Parrish obviously was named Pac-12 Freshman of the Week. You know, had a really big night up at Washington. And then, you know, Maddie Scher, Pow Pow, you know, they've consistently played well. And I think Angela Dugalich is starting to really find her role and kind of get her feet under her. I anticipate she's going to have a breakout month in January.
You know, I was just talking before you got on about how the NFL game has changed, and I watch, whether it's Sedona or Niara, your bigs, it's like there's no more true posts almost. Everybody handles the ball so well. It's just the skill set of even these freshmen. It's just maybe it's their comfort level. Maybe it's because they played big-time high school. But it just seems like they all can handle the ball like a point guard.
Yeah, well, isn't that where the game has gone?
Yeah.
You know, you watch the NBA, same thing. I was on a podcast the other day and was arguing with somebody, Aaron Fentress, about the Jordan LeBron, and I brought up the fact that I don't think the game's ever been better. There's never been more skill. I mean, I look at some of those old teams where they might have Oakley, Anthony Mason, and Charles Smith on the floor, your old Knicks. Those guys couldn't play today, you know, because now the 7-footers, they're all making threes, and the defense is so spread that this talent, the skill level, is so high right now. That's why I say I don't think the game's ever been better, and that's filtering down now to the young kids too, the grassroots. And so, yeah, I think positionless basketball is where it's going. And we've been blessed to have a couple of those positionless players that have been some of the best ever, and Satu, and now you're looking at Niara, and Angela Dugalich, I think I'd put in that category as well.
Yeah, it's I agree. You know,
and Sedona.
You know, as a 60-year-old, I talk to some of my friends, and I get the curmudgeons. I'm like, if you don't watch the game day in, day out now, don't even talk to me. You're stuck in a time warp.
Yeah, remember those days when it was 72-68? Was the final in the NBA. There were almost as many fouls and clotheslines as there were points. Yeah, it's the game's in a good spot right now, even at our level.
No, it's artistic. A couple final thoughts for Coach Graves. In the Washington game, two of the best shooters in the country, Aaron Boley and Taylor Mikesell, I think they went a combined 2 of 15, but against Wazoo, your senior leader, EB, bounced back, and with the game hanging in the balance, that big corner three, how big was her rebounding? Because that was a big moment. You had a game on the line, and your senior was steely when she needed to be.
Well, and that's what you expect out of your seniors that, you know, have been here for some pretty big and important games. You know, she stepped up when we really needed it there, and, you know, and that's what we need from her. Yeah, it's not often that Mike Sell and Aaron are going to have nights like that. You know, they've had a couple. It's been a little bit of feast or famine, you know, so far. And I just think, you know, we've got to just get a little bit more consistency out of them. But, you know, shooters are going to shoot.
Yeah.
They might miss 3 or 4 or 5 in a row, but guess what? They might make the next 5. So you just kind of let them be. You work like crazy to get them good shots. And that's what we did for Bow League. We had a couple of sets late in that game where she got the looks that we needed and then knocked them down.
You know, lastly, I know you play in UCLA Sunday, USC first. They had kind of a rough patch to open league play. Then they beat Cal, Long Beach, Jordan Sanders, just won player of the week. She's a great three-point shooter. You know, I'm sure Coach Track, you are familiar. He was a USC coach, then he was at Pepperdine. Now he's back at Troy. What kind of challenges do you expect from this team and his teams in general?
Well, they always play really hard, and they're athletic. They're gonna attack the basket at all times. Like you said, they've added that Jordan Sanders, who is a heck of a 3-point shooter, and then Maddie Campbell on the other side. So they don't usually have dead eyes on the court, but they could have two at any given time. You know, and you got to take care of the basketball. A lot of it depends on the health of Peely, who was an All Conference player last year and the Pac-12 Freshman of the Year. She has not played yet. I'm not sure when she's going to start. That could be, you know, Friday. And if that's the case, then okay. Then now we've got a struggle inside and outside. But Angel Jackson's a solid post-up presence with a soft touch. And, you know, yeah, I've been coaching against Mark Track for a long time, since back in, gosh, 97, I guess. So we've been going head-to-head for a long time now.
Folks, he's Coach Graves. Have a great practice at the top of the hour. Best of luck against the SoCal teams this weekend. Obviously, to you and yours, I wish a healthy, happy, sane 2021. Coach, always great talking to you. Have a good one, and like I said, look forward. We're just getting started, I feel like.
You got it, Steve. Thanks, and same to you, buddy.
All right, have a good one.
Okay.